including my sermon notes to be sure. Praise God. Just like what the scripture says, you know, most of us have an experience like what the scripture says, weeping. How many of you have wept, cried, and, you know, do a lot of those things because something happened to you or something is going on in your life that it seems like it's never ending? It seems like it's not going to end. I'm sure all of us have more or less experienced that. But today, as we look at the scripture, before we go outside and enjoy ourselves, enjoy one another, let me share to you what the Bible promises us in scripture. It says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. How many of you heard about the recent suicide of celebrities, Anthony Bourdain and KJ? You know, the suicide of Anthony Bourdain and KJ is an all too common tragedy happening in the world today. According to CDC, the Center for Disease Control, nearly 45,000 people died of suicide in 2016 alone. And according to CDC, the suicide rate in the U.S. rose by 30% from 1999 to 2016. How do we explain the increase? How do we explain what's going on in our country today? We have never been more educated. We have never had more tools of technology than ever before. We have never been more saturated with entertainment and recreation. Yet more people are dying of suicide. The question is, how could this be? Or what can we do? I believe the reason why more people today are lonelier is because they do not address the problem of the heart. People today, like people before, need the Lord. How many of you can say amen? People need the Lord. We need to come to Jesus. If we cast all our burdens upon Him, we can face almost anything. But we know that is not always the case. We try to solve our problems alone. You know, people commit suicide because they thought they have lost their hope. They have lost all hope and optimism. They have lost all confidence that all would be well and that they would be well. If that describes the way you feel, I urge you to consider the promise of the Bible in Psalm 30, verse 5, where it says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, the first part of that passage says, weeping may come or may last through the night. All of us know that. How many of you know that when you are here on this earth, there is always, or there will always be problems, struggles, difficulties, and so on and so on. So when we realize that we are in this world and there are problems, difficulties, and all those kind of stuff, we know that weeping may come through the night and the next night. But that is not the news. The news is, even though we think they come through the night, the Bible says joy comes in the morning. You know, there are problems that we cannot solve ourselves. Despair will not rule the day. Sorrow will not last forever. The clouds may eclipse the sun, but they cannot illuminate it. Night might prolong the dawn, but it cannot defeat it. Morning comes not as quickly as we want, not as dramatically as we desire, but morning comes, and with it comes joy. You know, joy comes in the morning because God comes. But God will not come if you will not invite Him to come. The Bible says, or Jesus Himself said, "Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So He's inviting you, He's inviting me to come to Him. When we have problems, when we have difficulties, when we have trials, when we have problems that we cannot solve, when we have lost all hope, the Bible says, "Come to Him, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's why this promise from the Bible not only speaks to us, it speaks to everyone out there who have lost all their hope. Amen? Amen. Joy comes because God comes. In his book, in a book written by Dale Carnegie, "How to Stop Worrying and Stop Living," he told the story of a woman named Mary. He or she learned this important truth written in Psalm 30, verse 5. You know, the depression of 1930s devastated Mary's family. Her husband's paycheck shrunk to $18 a week. Since he was ill, there are many weeks that he did not earn that much. So Mary began to take in laundry and ironing. She dressed her 5 kids with Salvation Army clothing. And at one point, a local grocer, to whom she owed $50, accused her 11-year-old son of stealing. That is all Mary could take. Mary said, "I could not see any hope. I shut off my washing machine, took my 5-year-old into the bedroom and plugged up the windows and cracks with paper and rugs. And I turned on the gas heater I had in my bedroom and didn't light it. As I lay down on the bed, my daughter beside me said, 'Mommy, this is funny. We just got up a little while ago.' I said, 'Never mind. We'll take a little nap.' Then I closed my eyes, listening to the gas escape from the heater. And I shall never forget the smell of that gas. Suddenly, I heard a music. And as I listened, I had forgotten to turn off the radio in the kitchen. But it did matter now. The music kept on, and presently I heard someone singing an old hymn." I think that old hymn is written in my PowerPoint. This is what the old hymn says: "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." As I listened to the hymn, I realized I made a terrible and tragic mistake. I had tried to fight all my terrible battles alone. I jumped up, turned off the gas, opened the door, and raised my windows. Mary went on to explain that she spent the rest of the day giving thanks to God for the blessings she had forgotten. 5 healthy kids. She promised that she would never be ungrateful. Her family eventually lost their home, but she never lost her hope. They weathered the depression, and those 5 kids grew up married and had children of their own. Mary said, "As I look back on the terrible day when I turned on the gas, I thank God over and over again as I woke up in time. What joys I would have missed. How wonderful years I would have forfeited forever. Whenever I hear now someone who wants to end his life, I feel like crying, 'Don't do it. Don't. The blackest moment you live through can only last a lifetime, a little time, and then comes the future. And you, brothers and sisters, you might be tempted to give up. Please don't. Open your Bible, meditate on the scriptures, sing hymns, talk to someone about your hurt, seek help, place yourself in a position to be found by hope. Remember, weeping may come through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? Darkness may come, but so does the morning. Sadness may come, but so does hope. Sorrow may have the night, but it cannot have your life. Amen?
Amen?
What a wonderful promise from the scripture. We may have the night right now. We may be experiencing the blackest moments in our life. But the Bible says, weeping may come through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning because Jesus has already given us life and life more abundantly. So we may have experienced the blackest moment in our life, but God says, I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But we must invite Him to come. We invite Him to come. He will come. He said, come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much, O God, for giving us joy. Lord, thank you so much, O God, that in the midst of trials, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of testings, in the midst of things, O God, that are not within our control, we know, God, that you are in control. We know that we can experience joy in the midst of trial. Lord, we ask, O God, that you give your people, O God, joy in the midst of trial, O God, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of problems, O God, that come their way. Lord, I thank you for the joy, the peace, and comfort that you have given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask this in